KFS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President-elect Donald Trump on his way to the White House for a meeting with President Biden.
Despite their bitter rivalry, the White House is adamant that the American people need to see this, that this meeting is critical to underscoring the importance of a peaceful transition of power. As President Biden has said, this is how democracy works. Now, the president is also likely to use this opportunity to impress upon his successor several key issues, including the fight for Ukraine.
That's ABC's Mary Bruce. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Brussels telling NATO members that the U.S. will continue full funding of Ukraine until President Biden leaves office. President-elect Trump has named Pete Hegseth as the next defense secretary. His military experience, Army National Guard captain. His other experience, a host on Fox News. Trump has also tapped Elon Musk and former Republican presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy to lead a new Department of Government Efficiency, which is not currently a government agency. The acronym DOGE is a nod to Musk's favorite crypto.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM. For 98.3 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Eric Hovde has spoken. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
The former Senate candidate put out a message on social media yesterday with the word concession missing.
Many people have been wondering why I have remained quiet since election night. I believe it's better not to comment until I have the facts. Wisconsin Election Commission is in the final process of finalizing the canvass from last Tuesday's election. Many people have reached out and urged me to contest the election. While I'm deeply concerned, asking for a recount is a serious decision that requires careful consideration. Further, there are meaningful limits on a recount because they don't look at the integrity of a ballot.
Hovde's down about 29,000 votes to incumbent Tammy Baldwin. His social media message included reasons why he thinks something was off with the election and mentioned the Milwaukee vote. The city vote comes in late due to state law that remained unchanged from 2020. The Republican offered no proof of misconduct. Despite Hovde's claims, most news organizations have called the race for Baldwin. In the statement, Hovde said once the final information is available, he'll announce his decision on how he'll proceed.
Winnebago County Sheriff John Matz announced this week that he's running for Winnebago County Executive. Matz has been sheriff for 14 years and has been with the sheriff's office for 34 years. He's challenging County Executive John DeMel, who will run for his second term in office in April 2025. DeMel was elected in 2021 after defeating 16-year incumbent Mark Harris. Crossroads 41 announced the lineup for the 2025 festival on Tuesday morning. The headliners for the festival will be Cody Johnson, Kane Brown, and Parker McCollum. The first Crossroads 41 was held in Oshkosh in July at Oshkosh Festival Park, which used to host Country USA and Rock USA. The 2025 dates are August 7th through the 9th. Tickets go on sale Friday at 10 a.m. I'm Lisa Hale, 98.3 WISS News.
The Packers back on the clock. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers back from their bye week, getting ready to play the Bears in Chicago at noon Sunday. I asked the Packers' leading receiver, Jaden Reed, how's he feeling week 11 with at least eight more games to go?
I feel really good right now. I felt pretty good last game, too.